Hey. Oh, that is a song.
That's like a lot of like national songs in Middle East. Is like
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean something like that.
Just breaking it down. I'm gonna put this to your face.
I thought Carl was gonna forget and sit here.
Never again.
You know the secret also too. Don't get too comfortable like this. Like straighten up.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Yeah.
What the
See,
fuck?
See, it makes a lot of difference.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
I'm quitting
My
the
name
podcast.
Is Carl. We're in the podcast right now. Anyways, guys, welcome back to the 22nd episode.
To whatever the hell this is.
Ventis, Ventidos.
What's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
Hey, yo, how you living?
Yeah, we're filming this on April Fools.
Happy April Fools.
Has there ever been a time in your life you felt like a fool?
Many times.
Right now? No,
just yesterday.
Mine was when my dad left.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Okay. Starting up.
Are we touching on that?
What's your favorite McDonald's order?
Yeah, it's a good segue. My favorite McDonald's order is actually probably
This is
chicken
working,
chicken.
Right? Why do I feel like it's not working?
It's working.
Okay,
it's working.
I don't know. My intuition was telling me.
Yeah, you're good. You're Gucci.
Oh, okay.
We're all Gucci. We're all Gucci.
We're Gucci. We're Gucci. We're back. Episode 22, baby.
Yo.
Favorite McDonald's order. McDonald's is underrated.
Honestly,
because they're very consistent.
Yeah, true.
You get the same shit every time. It's not the greatest, but it's not the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just
But you're loving it. Sorry.
This guy. What are we doing? We're running ads right now for fucking McDonald's.
Free ads.
Anyways, guys, we're sponsored by McDonald's.
God, can you? Oh my God, I wish. I'll take that.
I'll take that too.
Be the new Ray Kroc. Fuck these guys.
Founder
Anyways,
of this bitch.
What's weekday has passed. We went to a comedy
show
of a comic that I have been watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Phenomenal
Let me clarify.
Guy. Phenomenal.
For like years now.
Yeah.
Like 5 years. And he's like been blowing up lately.
Like you talked about him so much. I was gonna say something more funny.
That was good. That was a good joke. Good job.
No, I was
really gonna, got me there.
I was gonna say like you. What do you call it? You made us deaf, or like you? I don't know what you call it. Like you
She's
talk about it too
right
much. That you destroyed our ears talking about him. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was gonna.
And
say.
I will continue to do so. Michael Blaustein, shout out. We went to his comedy show last
Blau
night.
Blau comedy. Blau.
We went to his comedy show last night.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. There was one bitch. God, I feel I hated her.
Talk to him about it.
I
hated it too.
She was this Australian chick, sat right in the front, right front row, right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the attitude and sass
and
condescending thing she was like, how she acted was crazy.
What did she do?
So the show came out. He's asking, like, oh, hi, what's your name? Like, where are you from? He's doing crowd work.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, what's your name? What's your name? And she's like, oh, you know, I'm from Sydney, but she's got a strong Australian accent.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, but I just fly everywhere. I do all these things. And I'm just like going place to place, wherever the next place takes me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And he's like, I can't fucking hear what you're saying. You sound like a didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone laughs. It is
funny.
He fucking.
That's his job.
That's
the bit was funny.
That's the bit. Yeah.
But she was like, you know, actually, women can't play didgeridoos. It's a part of our culture, Australian culture, and all this shit. And he's like, women can't play. What the fuck do you mean women can't play? He's like, what year is it? So he's handling it very well.
Yeah.
And she stands up and looks at the crowd. She's like, I don't know. And he's like, shut the fuck down. Like, sit down. What the fuck? And she keeps like, it's a culture. You wouldn't get it. It's disrespect to our culture.
Ooh.
She's crazy bitch.
That's a thing. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like comedy shows should be like in these weird areas, not in downtown. Because I feel like when
it wasn't
downtown.
It was Hollywood Theater on Broadway.
Theater. Broadway.
Oh.
It's a nice theater. It's a well-known place.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah, true.
But she came like she was just, she came to as a favor to him. Like, she didn't fucking know this guy. Crazy. And then she just kept standing up and talking to the crowd and being like, she's like, I'm an actress.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm an actress, like I know this stuff. And then he finished.
Attention whore dog.
Crazy.
Why didn't they kick her out?
He was getting to that point, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the show, he just finished a bit.
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk about his bits just because, not for the public.
Mm-hmm.
But he finished a bit. Right punchline, people are laughing. She just goes, "What got you into comedy?" Just out of nowhere. And he's like, "What? What is happening right now?" And
no, she raised her hand too.
Yeah, she raised her hand. It was like
"What got you friend. Into comedy?" Yeah.
And then all their friends were kind of just talking.
Was she doing that on purpose?
Yeah.
She was, I don't know.
And you can tell Michael's kind of really fucking annoyed by this bitch now. She was just
That's not fair because it's his show and like people paid
people,
yeah,
so
that's what I said.
He addressed it.
That's what I said. Like,
he addressed it super respectfully.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey, okay, we'll just pause real quick. You guys have been talking through the whole show. I love you guys. You guys are great. This is great. But like a lot of people around you have paid like money to be here." And and as soon as he started saying that, all the people around those fucking girls started cheering like, "Oh, thank you." Yeah. And I was like, people wanted these fuckers to shut up.
Yeah.
And I just remember her end of middle. "What got you into comedy?" There was a fucking Q&A out of nowhere. That's the only thing that was like.
You think she was like on drugs or something?
Yeah, she's on probably. Something. Yeah.
Fucking ego death. That bitch is crazy.
Because the other day, like when I went to the comedy show too, there was like a group of girls that like were so drugged, you know, out of their mind. And they were like laughing like donkeys, you know, like they're like, and that guy was like the comedian. He's like, his name is Eddie Ift. Yeah, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Are you guys okay? Like, should we like call 911 or something?" Like,
that's funny. That's
funny. It's crazy. Yeah.
Some people are just
obnoxious,
like,
bro.
There's people that like that. And then they go to comedy shows just to get triggered.
Get fucked up.
Just to get drunk as
that's
fuck and triggered.
So weird. Yeah. Like, why would you come out
spend money to fucking be
go
a
to the club
ass?
If you want
to
get
yeah, go up. Hang out with your fucking friends that also want to do the same shit.
Mm.
But yeah, just because we all paid money to be there. I paid money to go see the comic. I met the guy. He was really cool.
Mm-hmm. You met him? Holy shit. Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah. I know. I was just
you
like,
saw me meet him.
I'm just amazed that you met him. Like, person.
Yeah, I shot.
Person to person.
You know, because he talked.
Wait, you didn't meet him?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I had to. So he. This makes me sad a little bit, because he talks about being 5'9" a lot, and I was like, you know, I could be like his height, right? I could be up there at least a little bit.
That's one of the reasons why he got up today. I
shook his hand. I stood next to him. And I was like, fuck. I'm 5'7", 5'8". He's taller. He's taller than me. But yeah, overall, really good show.
That was such a good show.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, the contrast between the two.
Like, yeah, there was two.
There was an opener, which was a bit wholesome, and she was like more family oriented.
What
and
was
then,
it, Zach?
Oh, I forgot his name. But
God,
he's
really
good. He's so fucking good.
I like the openers sometimes too. They're very good.
Yeah, I think he's local too.
Yeah, he's. Cool. I think he's local.
Zach
too.
Downwind or something.
Oh gosh,
down something. It's cool name.
Yeah, Argentinian.
I can't fucking remember. That's on me though. I'm just a dumbass.
And then Michael's like. Michael's really vulgar. You know his humor if you watch him.
Yeah, he's like, hey.
Yeah, if you listen to the guy, Stiff Socks.
I remember there was a single girl there, and he was just riffing with her, and like first thing he was like, "Hey, what's your favorite position?" opening question. Yeah, it was so funny. Like, it was everything I expected. Yeah. I was just like, I love this. It was a good show. Yeah, and all the bits were like really. I was like, fuck, he's got these callbacks.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. But that was the show. That was our weekend. Enough about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you guys... So, recently, your partner moved.
Yeah.
Sucks, right?
We're not going to disclose where, but like, yeah. But, I mean...
Beside the Canadian Tire.
It doesn't suck. It's like, it's just a new place.
No, moving.
Know? Oh, moving sucks.
Moving sucks.
Yeah.
You can't tell me it doesn't.
Moving sucks, yeah. I just hate the whole process of like packing, like all that, you know?
Cleaning.
Yeah. Holy shit. It's so annoying.
I remember when I was in Yellowknife, when we moved out of our apartment to go to Alberta.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, "Oh, like, go clean your room, vacuum, clean the window seals, like, clean the windows, clean the walls." I didn't really know how to clean walls. I was like, I was getting a rag, and I was like, okay, this is, like, something to do. Too damn long. So I grabbed a mop and I just mopped the walls.
Oh no.
And I mopped the walls.
Did you ruin the walls?
You know?
No, I cleaned it. It looked good.
Okay.
It was clean. It was clean. Okay, there was some pock marks, you know, when you like
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I cleaned it all up. It was good. So I mopped some walls. I haven't done it since. Shout out places I've lived. Yeah. But like,
damn, you and I thought the same when, especially when I was working at McDonald's.
Okay, yeah. There was,
because a lot of us are pretty lazy and just grabbing a rag.
This then, is this gonna ruin McDonald's, like sitting there?
At least from, you know, when my people work there, like,
yeah, but like
my group. But I don't know about
the rest. Is this gonna make me not want to be in a McDonald's ever again?
Listen to this story. Okay, so this is what it is.
I need a drink.
This is what it is. Okay, just revealing what McDonald's is right now. Me, I like wanted to be efficient as hell, and because there was a lot of like shit going on, especially in graveyard shifts. Don't ever do graveyard shifts for like at least a year. You know, that makes you like a zombie, honestly. But yeah. When I used to do it, we were so crunched in time, understaffed, that I just used the mop for everything to clean.
Like for what?
Oh, McDonald's tables? Is gonna sue me, bro.
Tables?
Yeah, tables. But in my defense, it was the new mops. It was the new mops.
To be fair, I've seen people do that in their houses. It's disgusting.
It was the new mops.
What
okay.
the fuck?
Yeah, I've seen
newer people do mops. It. New mops. Yeah. Yeah, but also there's a lot of other shit as well.
April Fools. He didn't say.
Yes, guys. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's how McDonald's is. And even sometimes,
that's how it is, man.
I'm gonna expose this.
You
too.
Get what you pay for. I mean.
You get what you pay for. Exactly. Not the greatest. It's not calories. The worst. It's very consistent.
It's protein. You know, if you guys are trying to chase that. But
I mean, that's why I just order like takeaway.
It's cheap.
Yeah. don't sit there.
Yeah. Holy but shit.
Even also like food safety is out of the fucking bag, bro.
It's good.
No. It's out of the bag.
It's out of yeah. It's yeah. not good.
It's.
I don't know.
McDonald's gonna come after us. We should.
I'm about to gag right now because I just had the burger last night.
Yeah, there's a bag of McDonald's sitting right in front of us. That's why I brought it up, because I was just looking at it. But now we're okay. You like music, right?
Yeah, I like music. Yeah.
Good job. No, it's cool.
Loving it.
Yeah. What is so? Like, were there any good stories from you working at this?
Oh yeah.
Job.
Well yeah.
The people were probably great.
I don't know about the graveyard. The graveyard people, no.
Damn.
Graveyard
I heard
crowd,
they give
no.
shifts.
Yeah, they're,
I heard
that's
it's extra
heard.
Money. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And you get promoted fast.
I guess so.
Yeah, if you're committed. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure yeah. you will.
If you're willing to die for it, literally. Like, oh it's so God. Bad working at a graveyard shift. I think not only in McDonald's, but everywhere.
So even the coworkers yeah. were great?
No,
most
the coworkers
jobs,
was awesome.
Jobs?
We were awesome. We're
like,
good.
Jobs are really... Coworkers make jobs really
bearable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bearable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can make you like survive a little bit.
Yeah.
Like yeah. there's some very great people, and then there's some people that just drag you down.
Yeah.
Like you can tell when you're like, oh, I got that one shift with fucking whoever Johnny, and I'm just like, I gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all coworkers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were all coworkers.
But it worked out fine.
Yeah.
But the last job I worked at. Like I'm not gonna say where, but because and then I wouldn't talk to anybody there because like everyone was like from one ethnicity and they would talk to each other, and then I'm like no one's
in a different language.
And it's excluded like, you. I don't know if it's intentional or unintentional, but kind of like automatically just excluded me. Like you know, like
it is
I
hard.
Guess. And then one time I was just walking, and then like the assistant manager was like, oh, Rabab, like, which person you hate the most here?
The assistant manager said that?
Yeah,
to you?
Yeah. She told me that. And I'm like, no one? And that manager, he came and he's like, oh, she hates all of us. And I'm like, whoa. Like, I didn't do anything. I just came here. I do my
minded
job.
Minded your business. Yeah.
I do my job and
she
I leave.
Hates all of us.
And even when you do, even when you mind your own business, like, you get, like, words like that. You know, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is very depressing there. What? Like, retail, depressing. Yeah.
Is it because you weren't just
I hate
weren't
jobs
socializing?
That, like, yeah. I hate jobs that, like, you can't talk to each other. You
that's
can't
what
use
I hate.
It. Like, bruh, like, we're human beings? Like, did you forget
yeah,
that?
I'm here for 8 hours.
Yeah, and so, like,
I'm going to talk to them.
About talk to the customers. Like, what am I going to talk to the customers about? They're here for a reason.
For a service,
like, they want to buy something, like, you know? Like, they're not here to talk to me. So.
Yeah no, I made it a point even to talk to the other job I worked. I made it a point to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And sure. That was considered like, oh, he's.
Oh, to all the coworkers?
Yeah, I talked to everybody. I was chatting. Yeah, enjoyed it. I really loved talking to everybody. I just went out of my way to do it more. That job specifically. Because, yeah, and it was really fun. I enjoyed it. But, yeah. But when you have bad days, you're like, fuck. Now I'm that guy. Now I'm the guy that still has to talk.
Oh yeah, true. Then in bad carry days, on the mood. I like when I don't have to talk to anybody. Because I can just stay in my head until I leave. So
it's just because I would make. Because I would be like, oh, the guy that talks to everybody.
Yeah.
People like to talk with me.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, oh shit, something didn't go my way. So I'm like thinking about it. I'm like just quiet.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, none of your business. Like, I'm just thinking about some situation.
Yeah.
Jobs can be fun though.
Yeah.
Coworkers are definitely.
Yeah.
What do y'all have any fondest memories?
Fondest memories.
In a job.
In a job. Okay. Or
while doing the job.
Going shopping during the shift. I'm sorry. Yeah. That happened so many times.
That's valid.
Was it in? Oh yeah, it's in a mall, right?
Yeah, malls. Yeah. Anything. Yeah,
I thought it was just like an outlet somewhere, and then you went shopping. Like,
yeah, I remember even one shift. I'm not gonna disclose names, but we finished our Target, and then we would go like we were in downtown, so we went from a bar to a bar to a bar.
I remember these. Yeah,
and we did this a lot. I'm like, what? Like, I think we should go back to work. You know,
it's hard for those jobs because like,
but like once you
made the money.
Yeah, exactly. Once you finish your Target, what are you gonna do now?
You hit your Target.
Yeah,
you can get more. But I don't know, you're good.
Yeah.
And it's
that was the best part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on days when you don't hit your target, it's like the worst. You're just sitting there desperate.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. Very desperate.
I know.
Look at me.
And then only on that day you get these people like that is telling you, what are you doing with your life? Why are you doing that job? And I'm fuck off now.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
This is just me right now, I swear. You know, you get the fuck out basically. Right?
I know.
Yeah, I hate that part of it. But I feel like my fondest memory is times where I gotten tips.
Oh, okay. And what's the biggest tip you got?
$100.
Damn. Nice.
That's in McDonald's, right?
Oh, in McDonald's. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Someone tipped you
$100? Yeah. Yeah. I like,
what'd you do for them? Come on. You use the new mops on their ass? Like, let's go.
No, it was just this really nice gentleman, and for some reason they all went out like late night, them and their family. And it was already 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh wow.
And it was already almost in the verge of the ice cream machines like being broken. Ice cream machine's broken. Come back again. Yeah. Like, wow. That's not. It's actually not broken. It's like it cleans itself around like 3 a.m.
Oh, okay.
That's why like we say just, oh, it doesn't work.
Noted. I'm not gonna order ice cream at 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Yeah.
Says you. Get my Ben and Jerry's ready tonight, baby.
But Just before that, the machine cleaned itself like really early.
Yeah.
So we were like worried, right? We still had like an hour, and people obviously wanted like ice cream at this hour too, like being Friday as well or Saturday.
Yeah.
And then this guy comes up. He was a regular already. Like he usually comes in on like 12, but then for some reason he was just like really extra happy this night.
Okay.
With the family and everything. It's the first time seeing him with the family.
We're and not the McDonald's used to that.
At 2 a.m.
We're
not used like, what? To
okay. You're smiling? Like,
you're smiling now? What's going on? Like, and then she was like, hey, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He was just really jolly, just telling me about how good of a day he had. And I'm like, you know what? Here you go, man. $100. I was like, what? No way. No. We can't accept tips. No. I insist.
I hate.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sure.
I hate when your jobs are like, don't take tips. Don't take tips. And I get it because it could look bad on the business.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
that's just like someone just giving
a gesture.
Money.
It's a gesture. It's a
gesture. Like,
even on the shift in that job that we're not going to mention.
No tips.
Like us girls will get so much, not so much cash, but like we would get cash from guys just like that. Yeah. They're like, oh, you girls just go get like this. Oh, go get like coffee. Go get ice cream.
And I had would grandmas just give us that would bring me coffee.
And I would love that. Yeah. Like,
I just had people bring, I didn't get tips, but I got coffee. When I was working at
we would job. Get coffee.
Yeah, coffee, hot chocolate.
And food,
especially wintertime.
Why are we like
What?
What?
Nothing. We just have a energy.
No, the way it sounded. Like, oh, we they give us food.
We're okay, guys. Yeah. When we were working those jobs.
And like, yeah, people just love us.
Yeah. It was wintertime. Shit was cold. We would get a random hot chocolate.
Yeah. That was cool. That was really cute.
Nice I really people. Love those.
Because it would come out of nowhere.
Moments. Yeah.
They would walk past us, talk to us a little bit, leave.
Come back
like 20 minutes later, be like, hi, guys, I brought you guys hot chocolates.
Yeah.
Thanks, dog.
I know, man.
Yeah.
It was cute.
But biggest tip was $100.
$100.
And he was just feeling jolly. He was just feeling jolly.
He was out of the blue and he looked really rich. So I was like, damn, okay. Shit. I mean, you could probably afford this, so why not? Like, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Did you guys ever like go through, I don't know what it is, but there was a period for like a month I was finding a lot of money on the ground.
Oh,
like not okay. When I say a lot, I'm not like I didn't fucking five bandos just propped up on some
bands
trees.
Bands on bands.
But I found like a $50 bill, and I was like, "Oh shit, nice, nice." Then I found a $100 bill.
What?
Yeah, and
on the ground.
Yeah,
actual bills.
The $100 bill was on. It was in a mall. Yeah. Towards the exit. But it like blended in with the floor, so I guess nobody saw it. But I was like, oh shit. Shit.
You're very observant.
So I took it.
Yeah.
And I just like hung around, chilled, to see if anyone would like, come back.
Yeah.
No one came back. Ooh. For like 15 minutes, I waited. And I was like, all right.
That was for you, bro. That was for you.
15?
Yeah, because I mean.
50?
15.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't that dedicated. I was like, if by chance said person would come back to look for that. I'll give it back.
Yeah,
but no one came back. And I was like, let me just let's crank out a few TikToks and I'll just dip.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know how you're so good hearted than me?
What?
Because when I went to a bar.
Don't say that. I don't like compliments.
When I went to a bar, I saw this wallet. Okay. I saw this wallet on the ground.
I have a story too. Yeah.
And I looked at the wallet. Looked nice. Louis Vuitton. It was pretty cool.
Damn.
And I looked inside. It was some Asian dude. And I tried to look around to see if I can see him still. But, you know, I looked around, walked around. Nobody was there. My friends, you know, was like, yo, why are you walking around? Oh, I'm just trying to find who owns this wallet. And a little kind of, you know, bad side of me was just like, yo, just keep it. It looks good.
Did you do it?
Just keep it. It looks good, bro. Don't tell anyone.
I have a similar story.
Like, and then, you know, at the end of the night, I was like, fuck. I wrestled with my morals, and I was like, fuck it, bro.
You kept it?
I kept it.
You kept it?
And then there was a $50 cash in there as well, too. So I was like, fuck, I spent a lot on drinks tonight, so might as well just pocket that, too.
Oh, my God.
Good job. Proud of you.
But in the morning, I was like, oh, fuck, I need to take a shower. That was so bad.
Like, oh, you felt dirty?
I felt so bad, bro. Like,
but did you return it?
I still kept it.
No, he kept it.
I still kept it.
Oh.
I think you still have that wallet, right?
Do they have that? Yeah. Does it have, does it have ID and everything?
Yeah, he had his ID and everything.
What'd you do with those?
Oh, I just discarded
opened
them.
Up three new checking accounts.
Fuck.
A line of credit.
No. I wouldn't go that far, but like the wallet just looked nice. But then,
so you just took the wallet and the $50.
You know what I'm thinking about right now? You know what happened to your laptop? You think it's karma?
Oh, true.
Oh, do you want to tell a story about that?
True.
Wait, I want to tell my story
first.
Okay,
we'll do wallet.
Yeah.
So wallet story first. Wallet story.
I don't think so. We talked about it, maybe we mentioned it, but she has a wallet story.
Yeah. So one time we were like kind of, I was like in a club, you know, and then this guy and his friends like invited us to their table. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Fuck, you know. And then we were like vibing out and he was super fucked up, but he was talking to us about like how successful he is and his businesses and all of these things. I'm like, wow, cool. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then because he was sitting on a table talking to us, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then he like left the table. His friends were like outside dancing, you know. He left the table and he's like, oh, just enjoy your drinks, whatever. He went to the washroom and his wallet dropped from his jeans. And I was looking at it. I was looking at my friend like, what should we do? And I was like, no. Like we should tell him when he comes back.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes back. He sits next to us again, and he just keeps talking. I'm like, I think this is yours. And he's like, not there. And I just literally physically took it,
okay,
gave it to him, like, I think this is yours. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's mine, thank you. I'm like, why is he so not interested in his wallet, you know? I'm like, yeah, I should have taken it.
Should have took it.
He's successful, rich. If
he used to brag about all this stuff.
I know. And it fell right into front of my eyes, you know? And I'm like, But you
didn't do it.
I'm a good person. What can I say?
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
Hey. I stole glasses once. Wait, no.
I did.
Steals aggressive. Steals aggressive.
From bars?
No. I was at work.
From nice bars?
Yeah. I was at work and someone like left their glasses.
Yeah.
But the glasses had stayed.
I thought you were talking about water glasses. Like, or drink shots glasses or something.
Oh, glasses. Oh. Glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I meant like sunglasses.
Okay.
And it was, he'd left it there and just never came back. It was in our store for like a month, mm-hmm. month and a half,
mm-hmm.
and it was Tom Ford glasses.
Tom Ford.
Okay. I checked them; it was pretty expensive. I was like, "Oh shit!" Like, they're nice glasses.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Eh." A month, and I was like, "Fuck it!" I just took them. I started wearing them again. I started wearing them, and I started just living life. And then, like a week later, I forgot them on the train.
Oh,
that's crazy!
And the thing is, I just don't lose stuff. That's just never been me.
Yeah.
I keep the same things in my pockets. You know, always the same things, and I.
Yeah.
Imagine if he finds them in the train.
I hope so.
Shit.
But they, or the karmic cycle is just gonna keep going to the next person that grabbed those glasses on the train.
We have a saying that like the things that you get in a bad way, like are not blessed. You know, you will lose them also, or like you're not gonna have good use of them or anything like that. You know. Mm-hmm. So very true.
I'm still using it good.
So you see that plate. Like that I put the flowers on there.
Okay.
I took it from a bar.
Damn.
Because we had a dare.
Are we fucking thieves? Wait. What am I doing?
No. Okay. No.
They're going to come after us.
It was a dare. We were at work too.
Yeah.
And then we were having lunch in that very nice bar. And my friend was like, oh, that plate is nice. Let's take it. And I'm like, and she's like, Rabab, you should do it. And I'm like, why? What? And I'm like, okay. And then we just we wrapped it up like this very fast and we just ran
we confidently just, walked out
confidently.
We kind of asked for like something to go, like a box to go, and they gave us a bag, like a reusable bag. We put the plate in the bag and then just pretended dipped. That we didn't we forgot
the wiser.
Yeah, which is good technique. I forgot. I don't know. I just put the food with a plate. I forgot. I don't know.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Don't steal, guys. Yeah. This is a disclaimer.
That's just steal. Jokes. Don't steal, yeah. That was a dare. Like, that was just
this was
joke.
Us, like,
yeah.
years
to be honest,
years ago.
They're not going to miss the plate.
I know. The restaurant won't miss it. It was just a dare. It's funny. Like, people always take glasses from restaurants.
Yeah,
I heard. I heard.
You spent $18 on a drink at this fucking place.
I
might
know,
as well just,
right?
Might as well. I deserve a plate.
Yeah. I know, right?
All you did was fucking open a can of Corona and pour that bitch
in. I know, right?
Like,
No, we're not encouraging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Don't encourage.
It was just
a
joke. Yeah.
I already paid my price. I stole glasses.
We didn't know any better. We were just like fucking around. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've already like done enough good deeds to
cover up
those. Hopefully.
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 Yeah.
You think you'll like think back in like 80 years? Like, actually, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't think so. I think. But nonetheless, I felt really bad the next instant moment that I did that, you know.
If you think about it, sometimes you need to have that mentality of not being too good in the world, because the people who have a lot of money in the world
sucks, you'll get taken advantage of.
Exactly,
not give a shit.
I'm not saying go do
don't be
bad
horrible.
Yeah, don't do bad stuff, but also don't be too good too, because
money on the ground.
Exactly, take it.
I did my part. I waited a little bit.
I know. You see a wallet? No, just kidding. But
I did my part too.
You
I
see
looked
a wallet
around for the
inside
guy.
Someone's pants? Take the wallet.
Snatch that bitch.
You deserve it more.
Pickpocket that bitch.
You're better than that person.
Oh my God.
I'm just joking.
I'm broke.
All jokes. All jokes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Are we fucking reckless? No, we're menaces. We talk about the shit you did at McDonald's. Stealing plates,
bro. Everybody did that when they worked at McDonald's. Not gonna lie, but
okay, good.
Not just
him. Not just him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all going to hell.
Yeah. But we all did our part. Yeah. All that we're saying is all we all did.
The only thing I think I tried to steal was gum that I felt bad and I put it back.
Really?
Yeah. I was a kid, though. What? Little Cameron was trying to fucking be fresh and mint.
Just try to hustle, bro.
I took gum. I felt bad and I brought it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it. That's my stealing story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, Karmic, you took a wallet. Yeah. So, did you get this wallet and then the laptop thing happened? Or was it laptop thing happened, then you got the wallet?
I think it's the other way around. Yeah. So, I got the laptop thing happened and then I got the wallet.
Okay, then. Oh. No, fuck that. No, you deserve it then.
I know. Okay, now in that case.
Yeah. Okay. We thought it was the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was the opposite. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hell no.
You want to tell?
Yeah, so.
We went out.
I was gonna say like another time that I, you know, had a shoplifting story, but yeah.
Okay. No, anyways. Do that. I want to do that. Then I want to go into the laptop thing.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I want to do. I want to tell you. Actually, you were higher emotion. I get it. Let's move on. Get into your shoplifting.
Yeah. So, I shoplifted when I was about probably 16 or 17.
It sounds like AA. Yeah. Hi guys. It's the times we.
Hi guys. I'm
my
Carl.
Name is Carl. My name is Carl. And I'm a clip the money.
Bro, this is so bad. But yeah, revealing it to the world now. I'm a clip the money. No.
That's hilarious.
I was 16 or 17, you know, when you're kids, like you want to fucking be rebellious and shit, and just want to be, you know, oh, that bad kid. Oh, but when me and my friends actually kind of like rascaled around stores and shit like that, and then one of my friends actually kind of got me thinking of, you know, doing it more because. He would get away with a lot of shit, actually.
Yeah.
It started with just small shit, like deodorant, you know, like shoplifting deodorant.
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro?
No, nothing.
Damn, she buys deodorant wholesale, bro. Like, she goes through sticks on sticks on sticks.
No.
Deodorant, like, small shit, yeah.
Some people get away with so much.
Yeah.
That, like, we're not friends with these people anymore, but, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Don't you guys get jealous? I'm like, why? Why can't I do it, bro?
Do you guys? Why can't I do it? I don't know if we can talk about that, but do you remember like when we saw someone at work that was working with us get caught like getting stuff from Dollarama?
I don't know if who I watched it.
Well,
I
mean, don't disclose the name. Don't disclose.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
And the police came.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't think I was there for that.
And in that, in uniform,
but
too?
But the person was like, oh, no, I didn't do anything, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe my memory is fogged. Was it that same person, when we would go to Dollarama, like they would like put stuff in their pockets.
Oh, yeah, remember? I know.
I don't want to disclose names too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I was like, they could do all this shit. And I was so jealous.
And they were.
I want to do that.
And they were kind of in a leading position, and I'm like, oh, well, you're doing that in front of us, like, I'm like, oh, damn, okay.
Hey, yo, exposed.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, exactly.
You remember?
I remember now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You remember?
Okay.
Now?
Yeah.
Shit. We're alluding to too much stuff that's not.
But I feel like it's kind of
so inside.
I like that. I like that we saw a lot of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We did see so much shit.
We have a lot of shit. That's why we have a podcast, bro.
Yeah.
Not to expose anybody.
We're in the hood. We know, seen some shit in life, you know.
Whoa.
We witnessed stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I just like to, we just like to talk, tell stories.
I know.
Yeah, and exactly.
Some of them are very true. Very, very true. And but you were getting into this.
Yeah. And
we keep cutting you off.
Yeah, so like somebody led me as well too. Like,
we're just like, well, we're gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, master did that. I'm gonna do
this just did. We're sheep, guys.
Oh, fuck. No, because like, my guy would just like get away with so much shit. I was like, "Yo, let me try that shit too." So
you got caught?
not at that moment.
Okay.
It built up like the kleptomania built up. The stuff that Minnie built up from deodorants to like meat groceries.
Oh shit!
You stole groceries and shit like that.
You stole a car next to someone's house. Just kept building. No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. Go. Sorry. It built up.
So it built up, and then it got to the point where I was, I was like, you know, bagging like probably 4 or 5 items at a time.
Was this at Walmart?
This was at a superstore.
Oh, okay. Ooh, superstore. So, that's a hard one.
Superstore.
She does.
Like,
no.
Oh, I'm joking.
That moment, it was already like probably a month or two in until my kleptomania, and then.
Like, it's a trauma. Into my kleptomania.
It's a bit.
A mindset.
It's a bit, I think.
It's like a mama mentality. For yours, a klepto mentality.
Klepto, no. It was... I remember specifically what I got caught with. It was a Spider-Man Blu-ray DVD.
What the fuck? Now you were just... You went from essentials to just... Stuff so to enjoy entertainment.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah, that one you would get caught.
Yeah, because if you're like, 100%. Oh, I stole bread. I get it. You know, yeah. You gotta feed yourself.
Yeah,
but you just wanted a movie to watch on a fucking Sunday.
Bro, the greed took over, bro. Like, it was crazy. But got meat too, and then just the basic groceries, and then chips, I think, and then it was this corner because. I didn't even see the camera, but I feel like I'm saying it like I could have avoided it, but like...
Yeah, do you have regrets? I trained hard enough to get away with it. I didn't...
I trained super hard
for this shit.
I feel
like it's a kleptomania
mentality. But how did you do it? Like, did you just skip it? Or like, what would you do? Would you just pretend that you forgot it?
Oh no, because before everything changed in super... Or the stores, right? The
mm-hmm.
grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Before the
self-serving. In the self-checkout?
Yeah, before the self...
That's before the
self... Before the self-checkout.
Ooh,
we...
Okay.
Damn, you had it easy.
Yeah.
You were living the life. You were living the life. No wonder he got so confident.
And there wasn't any barriers. There wasn't any barricades. There wasn't any, you know, insecurities for, you know, the security of the food stuff.
Okay.
So I took my bag, my empty bag after school because I was 16. And yeah, just went to town.
You fuck superstore, dude! Oh my god!
But they caught me. This was
what'd you do?
When I was 16. But
who caught you? Like people who worked there?
So when I thought I was like fucking confident, right? I zipped up my bag, you know, looked around a bit, you know, looked little as sus as possible, and then just exited out. You know, there wasn't any barricades, whatever. And then this guy just. Started running behind me. And I was like,
what?
Oh, and I looked back, and then he's like, okay, buddy, come with me upstairs. Like, oh shit.
No. Dude, I would have just like pretended I didn't know. I was like, where am I? What's my name?
I would just scream. I'd be like, this guy is approaching me. Help.
I'm like, where? This guy is abusing me. I'm a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Kleptomania into accusations that fast?
No.
He didn't do that.
Holy
no, fuck.
I didn't do that. At that point, I felt a lot
but
of
that's
guilt.
So
Spider-Man,
funny.
Come save me.
They ran behind you for a CD? Like, come on.
There was like 4 other 5 items there as well.
Okay.
It racked up to about
imagine
$70.
Like what if your pictures were like all over their office? Like, oh, this guy.
There's a guy.
This
like,
fucking guy.
It's like CSI. They have the strings.
Yeah.
He was attached. In this aisle at 4 p.m. Then he's in this aisle at 6. And like, it's like we gotta catch this motherfucker.
That's probably what they did. But when I got up there, I felt such remorse, and yeah, I felt. So down that I was like, one, obviously I was like a minor. I was like, oh shit, am I gonna get sent to jail for this? Whatever.
Ooh, yeah,
just,
yeah.
You're scared, right?
Like, I was so fucking scared. And then the guy was just like, oh, like, so can you show me your bag? Like, and then I opened it. Everything was displayed, laid out flat. And I was like, okay, Spider-Man, okay. And then he looked at the other stuff and then okay, so you know, son, that this is like $70, right, worth that you stole today. And in worst case scenario, you could be in juvie.
What's that? No.
It's children's jail.
Children jail.
Oh! Basically.
Children prison.
And I was like, no, please don't do that. My life is gonna be over. And I was like, but for now, we're gonna give you a warning, okay? We're gonna ban you from this place for about 6 or 7 months, I think.
Oh.
And then yeah. And I was like, yes, I'm so sorry. And I was just so silent. I didn't even talk back or anything. I was just like, I just, you know, admitted defeat, you know, whatever. And then
if I was the security guard, I would have like used Spider-Man as a guilt trip. Like, you think your hero, you think your hero would have done this as well, huh? Like,
look at Peter Parker would
look
be
at
proud.
His face. Look at his face.
And then, yeah, I walked home. Like nothing happened. And then told my friends. They laughed the shit out of me. And then,
yeah,
that was. The kleptomania era.
Kleptomania came to an end.
Kleptomania era.
Came to an end.
Damn.
But yeah. And then karma built up. And then the laptop hang happened. I think the universe, God or whoever, like, oh, this guy stole when he
just
was 16.
This bitch.
Oh my God.
Fuck this guy. So that laptop thing happened. So the laptop thing as well. There was two. Yeah, we went out. Yeah. And... yes, you were already like at the club, right?
Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah, we were all there. The group
was there.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was with like two other guys as well, you know. And so we drove to this club, right? And you guys were already there. So we tried to catch up. And I was like fresh off of just studying. So I had like books and then the laptop there too. And it's expensive ass laptop.
Really good laptop.
Really good
gaming
fucking
laptop.
We played on...
yeah, I remember. And yeah, we played on it.
You played a good game on there, yeah. Resident Evil. Yeah.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, shout out to that game. But yeah, we drove it to the spot and...
Resident Evil doesn't want a shout out to the shoplifting episode.
Keep our name out of it. They're like, hey, guys,
And then we drove up to the club, and then obviously all the parking spots in front of the club, you know, was taken already. So we thought it best to just turn the corner, and then
this is on Pender and Hastings.
Yeah,
by the way, so yep. An active area.
Just
it's
more context
area.
About
it's
that.
An active area.
Very, yeah. Very. A lot of questionable people there.
Yeah,
but and unfortunate people as well too. But
good people.
Good people. And then. Okay. Except for those people that fucking did that to my laptop. But anyways. Anyways. So we parked on the corner and we thought it was pretty safe. It was pretty public. You know, probably a lot of eyes around. But then all the eyes were fucking probably seeing something else, honestly.
Yeah.
They were on fucking, they're fucking high probably. And then, yeah, we didn't even really had a second thought of just, you know, oh shit, what if this place looks sus, whatever, like that. And there was, when we pulled up, there was this one crackhead that was just, you know, sitting, chilling. And when we parked, he stood up. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. I was just too hyped to go to the club, you know, with you guys, hang out with the homies. And then we went to the back of the car, the trunk, and then got my bag heavy with my shit, you know, laptops there. And... put it in the trunk. And then, you know, the other dudes like Gucci bag, Chanel,
ooh,
whatever, their expensive shit into the trunk. Because we were like, oh, fuck Kochek.
Let's
we're not going to do that.
Everything in the car.
Yeah.
Kochek,
yeah. Fuck that shit.
$5.
I kept my jacket, thank God.
And then somehow when I glanced over at where the crackhead was, there was already two of them. They multiplied, bro.
They started spawning in.
I was like, I didn't even think twice. I don't know. I was pretty stupid that night. But yeah, and I closed it. And then these guys were just, you know, staring. And then he asked one of my friends or one of the guys, like, oh, do you guys, like, have any cigarettes? Blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, we didn't oblige. We don't have any, you know, we don't smoke, whatever. And so I locked the car, went to the club. The bouncer was just like, okay, bro, mask. Because it was COVID.
Yeah.
Post-COVID, like. Early post COVID, I mean. And then
okay, when, get it. When, get on. Come on.
And then
COVID. COVID, like, a couple months after.
Yeah. 2 days after COVID.
Maybe late COVID. I was drunk. Early COVID. Some COVID in there. Pfizer.
Then,
I don't know.
And then I went back to the car. And then these guys, you know, were still there. Still okay. You know, they were standing. I thought they were just chilling. And went and grabbed the mask of the car and then went back to the club, locked it again, and went up and then saw this guy. And then we, you know, danced for a bit, chilled out, vibed out 30 minutes. And then he was just like, I felt bad. He was carrying his bag and then he had his jacket on. I was like, bro, Kochek's there. I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then I was like, okay, maybe just put it in my car. So we went down, went back to the car around the corner, and my shit was bashed, bro.
Back window gone.
The back window was gone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, from afar, I was like, no. Whoa. I probably said like
100 no's. And it was just me and him walking up. Yeah. And he was starting to freak out. He's like, no.
And I looked more closely, and it was, surely enough, that was a big fucking hole. Yeah. And those two other guys, like, were gone. The crackheads. So those were probably like the number one suspects, honestly. But yeah, like, my shit was gone. My other friends, like, shit is gone.
Thank God they were too high to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. True. They would have taken the car too.
Yeah. Cut to them just in a fucking Wendy's drive-thru. Yeah.
With my car, the bachelor. It was pretty fucking dreadful.
This is the first time I saw you break down. I broke down.
And we were just like in the club dancing.
You guys were inside.
Stayed in there for like a long while until like we went out and found out about the.
Because this guy, dude, you ran up to them, right?
Yeah, I went and got them. But before this, another random dude came up to us.
White dude. He looks like a crackhead.
I saw them. I started pointing up to the sky and shit. I saw them. Carl's freaking out and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And he's convincing Carl, you're not in state.
Yeah, of, in a good state of mood.
Of like, not even.
Yeah,
like,
you would believe anything.
Consciously thinking.
Yeah, like, right.
Thinking properly.
Yeah.
This guy was convincing me, oh, I saw him. Let's just go in the car and we'll drive this. And I'm like, dude, that's another way to get robbed.
Yeah, because I saw you guys with that druggie in the car.
I was back. I was like, dude, fuck off. Like, why are you coming into this situation?
But he went in the car.
Right? Carl was like, okay, let's go. And he's crying still. Yeah. And invited a strange dude out of nowhere into the car.
I remember seeing that. I was like, who's
and
that
drove off
fucking
with him?
Crackhead next to Carl? You and know, his eyes were red and like open like this. I was like, whoa.
And drove
was
off with
his
him.
Eyes? Yeah,
he guess, was scary. Yeah. He was
dude, super, I was like trying to fight him. Like, it was such dude. A weird.
Yeah.
I was like, you're taking advantage of Carl right now.
Yeah.
Like, this, what the fuck is happening? And he was getting in my face too. Yeah. I was like, dude, this is weird shit. Yeah. And then
it was instead of you crying there, you should do something about it.
Yeah, he's literally calling Carl a bitch.
Like, bro, what the fuck?
You should do. You gotta drive. Take me to Wendy's. Like, the guy was like, he was totally hustling.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, you let this strange dude in.
Yeah.
You could have just got robbed again. He literally could have just pulled out a knife and been like, hey.
This is where I realized it, right? So I was pretty suggestible at that moment, of course. And then you left to just, you know, tell the others.
Go grab everybody
and
else.
Then
yeah.
The guy was just like there, like, I mean, man, I could just help you right now, bro. Like, literally, if you want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. What do I got?
Whoa.
Like, dude. For this simple ass.
Because you're not
ass,
in the right mind.
Bro,
for this simple ass laptop and then this, like, broken windshield, I would risk my life for this dude. I wasn't in the right mind.
Dude,
for
he
sure.
could have easily I, just. He was
he,
alone
he
with
towered
you.
Over me.
He's
like,
big
he was,
as shit.
He's big as shit.
He. Literally, all he had to do was pull out a knife and say,
and I was done.
Oh, we're going this way.
That night could have horribly went more wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
And we could have never seen you again.
Yeah.
Like, if you think then, about that, like, that's freaky as fuck.
Yeah, it's freaky, bro.
So I'm
like,
getting dad mode right now.
You're very Carl, dad mode. What the fuck? Like,
here, pull out a knife.
What Let me do it to you, huh? No. No, when I realized it, like, on, because it was so funny, though. What I remember when he spoke about the crackheads, like, dens and shit, like, their hangout spots, their habitats, he was explaining it like it was a Natural Geographic. Like, you see these.
If you look over there on the right side, you'll see this right here.
Yeah.
Hey, what a beautiful creature. Right there on the right.
Yeah.
If you look to your left.
All he was missing is the accent, and it would have been so funny. But. You know, he was just, like, literally describing everything, like, in a National Geographic manner. It was just like, okay, these people, these crackheads are kind of like rats. They're cold-blooded. They need warmth. I was like, okay.
Holy
so,
shit.
We're with Abby.
Okay, like, Bear
okay,
Grylls.
Follow me.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Let me guide you. And then we went to the Tim Hortons, where obviously, like, a lot of crackheads are. Like, and then we went off the car. It was actually pretty helpful at those moments. He didn't take advantage, but it could have been been vastly wrong.
I just remember you guys drove off, dipped. I'm outside with everybody. I'm like, what the fuck?
Were you already outside when we drove off?
Yeah, because you were gone.
Oh shit!
And then you would drive by. And I'd see this crackhead like just in the passenger seat, and I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?" And you would just keep driving and just drive around the blocks.
I was tweaking, bro. We drove around these shady
all the blocks.
It was like all these crackheads' dens and shit, you know. And then I was like, "Okay."
The thing is, did you have a plan for even if you found the person that took it?
Yeah. No.
What are we gonna do?
Oh yeah.
I didn't have a plan.
It's big as fuck. They know what they did. They're gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, you're probably gonna fuck me up.
And then the guy that was in the passion seat, he's like, "See you on the side, mate." Just beat you up,
bitch. Gotcha.
Where's my cut, guys?
But luckily, I saw these guys. I saw like people walking, like the homies walking, like in this crosswalk, and I was like, "Yo, guys, yo." And I called everybody up to the car, and then the rest kind of went home, and like. Some people at the car as well with me was just like, "Yo, who the fuck's this guy? Like, why is he with your car? And why is your windows bashed?" Like,
I remember I was in shock. Shit, yeah. Bro,
whatever. And then
I felt, it was bad.
And then we dropped off this
and
guy.
And someone's bag got stolen too, right? Like, people's stuff got stolen too. Yeah.
The same dudes that had their stuff in the trunk got into the car, obviously. And then another person, another friend of ours. But we had no luck, obviously, and we dropped off that guy, that crackhead.
He's like, "Thanks for the ride, again." Dude, this guy just got a ride and was like hanging out.
And then he was just like, "Yo, bro, like, I helped you out. Like, you got $20 to spare or like any food or whatever. Like, bro, like, I literally can't right now.
I just lost a grand.
Here, I got a fucking granola bar. Here you go."
Yeah. Yeah, give him food's good. Yeah. Give him people food.
He
great.
Left off. He was a bit pissed off because we promised him $20, but nothing happened there. And then we went to the place that everybody was hanging out after the club. But yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And then we taped it with garbage bag, with the back window, and the rest was a night to tell. Yeah.
That was a story.
But it was crazy because there was a lot of cars there. Like
only other yours. Cars. It's because they saw you.
They saw like that
five bags.
And they saw us like, put in the stuff.
They saw five bags go into a trunk and they're like.
And that probably would have never happened if I parked it in front of the club where people.
Bouncers would be.
A lot of cars were already
there.
You
know what I just remembered? I remember coming out of that club specifically. And then seeing someone, like, I think they were dead or something in front of the club. Remember that day?
Oh, that club.
Trigger warning.
So many traumatic shit happened.
Yeah. Very much. I saw Drake there, too. That was crazy. Drake? Yeah, well
not all is trauma, that traumatic I guess. Thing?
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm just... Anyways.
But, like, I still remember we went out of the club and then someone was laying there and they had, like, a white sheet on them.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a crackhead. I think I'm pretty sure it was. It wasn't like someone from the club.
Yeah.
And it was so sad because like everyone's just out there smoking.
It's so inhumane.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa. Like I was so drunk. I was like, what's going on? You know.
Yeah.
Like that area, like the club is so nice, but the area is so bad.
It's rough.
Like why you have that club there? They should change the location.
That was like the second club I ever went to, in Vancouver.
They have very good music, but trashy area.
Very, it's a great spot, but like just the area is rough.
Yeah.
But
especially around Hastings.
Unfortunate things that go on there. Yeah. But hey, do we want to get into a segment? We're already an hour in.
Oh yeah.
Do we want a segment?
Segment?
In? Should we?
We might. I mean, save those?
It's short, right?
Okay.
It's a short segment.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just to lighten up the mood.
True. Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah.
Need a breather.
Yeah. I know. Oh. Okay.
So, this segment we're doing...
What's the weirdest thing that you have seen in a concert or like that you have seen happening in a concert?
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
We chose this one just because we went to a show last night. So
Comedy.
Ew, okay.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's mostly gross stuff, obviously.
Okay.
So one person said, again, the question is, what's the weirdest thing that happened in a concert?
Mm-hmm.
So someone said, a few years ago, I was at a basement show and I witnessed a kid throw up into his backpack right in front of the stage. Ooh. Then he took off his hoodie, cleaned up the vomit that landed on the floor, stuffed his hoodie into his backpack again, and then threw the backpack away.
You know what?
Sus.
I would do the same thing.
Ew. Ooh.
Yeah, throw it away.
Yeah.
He didn't ruin everybody else's night.
Honestly, yeah.
He was considerate.
Fair enough. Yeah.
He was considerate.
Because someone else would have just puked on the floor.
Someone just puked on the floor and dipped.
True.
Yeah.
So he was like, let me take matters into my own hands. And then like did it in his backpack. True. Cleaned it up too. That's crazy.
That's, yeah.
Oh, shout out that guy.
Yeah,
shout
I up. Guess it's a good thing.
It is gross.
But yeah. Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah. Good.
What's good lad. Called? Good person.
Good Samaritan. Yeah, good Samaritan. Yeah,
good Samaritan.
Yeah. Okay, this is another one. So this person said, this shit was weird and unnecessary, but I saw someone, like some dude, he lost a tooth in the mosh pit. A tooth in a bit. Like, he's just like a surprised, like bit. Someone actually lost their tooth in a mosh pit.
He took it. He totally, he's like, my time has come to be the tooth fairy.
What do you guys think of mosh pits?
I've been in a few.
Yeah.
It's fun. I don't know. When you're like exhilarated, it's kind of lit. But then once when you're done with it, you're done with it. Because I remember you just kept getting pushed around. And I was like, fuck, I'm so out.
But for me,
the first 3 or 4 seconds is okay.
It's like, fun. You're pretty, it's cool. Hyped. Oh, so but hype. And then it's
after
like,
that, you just want to get
think
the
it's
fuck
only,
out
it, like, I stupid can think guys? Of it. Yeah, like, not even stupid guys, kids. Like, you know, like it's mostly I see like teenagers.
I didn't do that with kids, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, no. Sorry.
I was like,
No, I mean,
a lot of adults.
I meant that like it's a very childish behavior, you know.
It is childish.
Like very I remember guys telling me like, oh yeah, like I can't wait to go to mosh pit, you know. And then I saw what a mosh pit is, stupid. And I almost lost my phone.
Overrated.
And my screen cracked. And I was like, fuck
I remember,
that.
Oh
like,
shit! This is a throwback. I remember you guys were at a concert or something.
Yeah.
Or a rave, and then a mosh pit started, and one of our friends, she was in the video, and just disappeared. I know who it is. Like, I'll tell you after the podcast.
Yeah.
But the video, she's like, just disappeared out of because everybody just dipped into the mosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that shit. I'm not. It's too. I'm not. For.
It's cringe.
I'd rather just enjoy the music.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And vibe out with the
boys. Yeah.
It's like,
it's just a bunch of boys who want to release the testosterone from their bodies, and they just want boom, boom.
Fucking teenage elephants, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It sounds, I'm actually talking about the animal, not
teenage elephants.
Like, teenage elephants get kicked out of their homes because they're too aggressive.
Whoa.
Yeah, testosterone is too high.
Okay, damn. See this one. Someone said, not to be dark, I usually go to shows alone and see a lot of toxic relationships.
That's a different type of people watching.
yeah. But imagine
what could be like a toxic. What would a toxic relationship do in
a rave?
Like a rave. What would that activity look like?
Throwing up in a backpack,
like, and then
throwing it at someone.
Maybe someone like not letting
out
you
with
have
a lot
fun.
Of people, other people.
Oh, no. Maybe someone not letting you have fun.
Yeah, keeping your partner like stay here.
Oh yeah, maybe that, or maybe like. I don't like this music. I want to leave. Like, no, I don't like this. Oh no, I don't want this. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Just
maybe.
Like whining.
Yeah.
But is that toxic relationship?
That's not toxic. Yeah.
What's it? I can't. What would a toxic relationship be at a rave?
Or maybe like, they're out together and like each one of them is like looking at other people or like.
Okay. You know? Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or fisticuffs. They're just.
Okay.
They're going Mike Tyson on each other. It's like, oh shit. Oh,
okay, this one's aggressive. So someone said, two girls came out of the crowd and shoved their tongues down my friends and I throats. Then they walked away, and when I turned around, I was in a mosh pit and got knocked unconscious.
Bruh.
Sorry. The beginning, I was like, where's this going? You know?
Yeah, like,
He turned around and he got knocked in a mosh pit. That's crazy.
Damn, bro. what a wave of emotions.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, oh,
that's
hey,
like a mosh pitter's dream, bro.
Like,
put your tongue down and then get knocked out.
Tongue down a bitch.
I know.
Get out of the mosh pit.
Yeah. I mean, why? I don't know
that's
why.
That's a
mosh pitter's wet dream right there.
Yeah.
They stay up thinking about that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is also gross. So someone said, The craziest thing that happened in concert. He said, "My wife being dry humped and peed on."
Why would you take your wife to a mosh pit? Unless that's their maybe that's where they met. Maybe that's where. That's how he met his wife.
Yeah.
How he just peed on her. Dude, what a way to pick up a girl.
Hey, you single?
Hey, you cold?
Oh god, that's crazy. Where is that? I don't even know.
Golden Shower.
Oh, Coachella.
Coachella?
Yeah. Coachella? Oh yeah.
That makes sense.
That's crazy.
Makes
sense.
A lot of crazy people in Coachella.
He probably, I bet you he didn't even know he was like peeing on somebody. Would you guys? He's probably on drugs and he's like,
that's like next
level. I'm peeing on a fire. He's like a girl.
But that's next level, you know? Like peeing in a
Yeah, but drugs drugs be good as hell.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Holy shit. It's a hell of a drug. I don't think I would take my partner to these crazy
people
ass raves.
Pay thousands of dollars for like Coachella and they go
and
get
you get
peed
dry
on?
Humped and peed on?
Oh my god.
I'm good.
Dehydrated.
You could do that in fucking nowhere. McDonald's where he used to. Like, I don't need to do that in rave.
Legit not. There's a lot of crazy shit that happened there. Yeah. Mosh pitter's dream too, yeah.
Okay, so this is another one. So someone said, people swinging from chandeliers at a concert in a ballroom.
I've always wanted to do that.
They actually
was this Sia with
no, right? They actually had to stop and ask people not to swing on chandeliers.
Oh, that's awesome. I've always wanted to do that.
Me too. I would see it in like cartoons
movies?
And I'm like,
I saw it in movies and shit. Yeah. They jump from chandelier and like, oh, it looks so cool.
That's but imagine like you're in a concert and people are on chandeliers. That's like that's a crazy scene to look at.
I'd be like, I'm in the right place.
Like people are just like you're in a jungle or something.
Damn, that's some 007 shit.
Damn.
Okay. Someone said that, lady had a baby with her near the front of the stage. And people, like, were...
Like gave birth?
Baby.
No, had a baby.
Oh, had a baby. Like, had a baby.
Had a baby with her, like, actual baby. And people, like, as fucked up as people were...
Oh, sorry, okay.
And the person's saying, like, as fucked up as people were, they were actually trying to protect the baby.
I love that. That's kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
You know when those videos, like, in the babies with their big headphones and those concerts and raves?
Yeah.
I live for that.
Those
like,
are cute. Yeah.
Those are fucking cute.
Those babies are hard as shit. Yeah.
Wait,
they're going to be the ones that swinging from chandeliers, man.
That's crazy. Taking a baby.
I know.
Would you?
No.
Would you?
I think if I had like 10 people around me that protects the baby.
No, I would never.
Yes, I would
if it's a party, house party, friendly party, yes. But not a concert, not a fucking rave.
If it's like the Wiggles. Do you know what the Wiggles are?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's a children's like...
It's like a
fruit salad. yummy.
Oh,
it's a child's TV.
Band.
Okay. Because I remember, like, they would like turn adult songs into like children's songs by changing the lyrics.
That's different. That's Kids Bop.
Kids Bop
was crazy. I used to have a lot of those CDs.
Bro, imagine if Kids Bop were to be featured on Coachella. Everybody would be raving.
Someone's gonna be there like, I gotta pee on her. people are crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. Concerts. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, that was a wild episode. Kleptomania is a big topic in that.
I know.
We exposing. A lot of people got exposed.
Yeah, I think that was hilarious. Episode 22.
Reminder: we were kids. So
yeah. Episode 22 in the books.
Yeah.
Bro.
Thank you. Follow the show. YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. Yep. I don't know, Amazon. I think we are on Amazon.
Amazon.
Follow the show, like, subscribe.
All our channels. Yep.
If you made it this far, which probably no one, comment. I don't know. DM Carl. Be like, what's up?
DM me.
But that's kind of it. I think. My name is Cameron.
Rabab.
This is Carl signing off.
For literally. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.